Josie's in for Katie. What is the grossest thing your partner does? Or maybe you can admit that you do that you know grosses out your partner. One example someone gave was they're eating while using the bathroom and not number one. So they're number two and they're just eating a sandwich.
If you're hungry.
So I think Matt does that, right?
I've done it once and it was with some Cheetos.
Okay. That's a little bit different.
Snack might be different than a meal.
Yeah. I was snacking. It wasn't like a sandwich or a steak or anything. Okay. But I realized, I haven't done it since because I realized halfway through, I'm like, now my hands are orange.
Yeah. I was going to say, at what point did you lick your fingers?
It was early.
My roommate used to drink a protein shake while using the bathroom at the same time.
Oh, really?
But a lot of times, too much protein causes that.
Maybe that's why he did it. Cheers. Just in case.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything gross that Anna does. I'm not, it's not a cop out. I just haven't seen anything. But I know something that I think would gross her out and anyone else. Like when I need to cut my fingernails or toenails, I will do it anywhere. And I try to do it like over the sink or the toilet, but then eventually it flies everywhere. And I try to clean it up. Then I'll go like a week later. I'm like, oh, it's still right there on the side of the sink because I got missed or whatever. That's gross.
That's disgusting.
People don't like that. Josie, you've been married for a while.
Yes. Yes, I have. My husband, every morning, pees in the toilet and then uses probably almost half a roll of toilet paper to blow his nose.
So annoying.
And then puts the lid down and walks away. Now, this is probably 4 or 5 a.m. So I'll wake up, 6, go in there, and the smell, and when I lift it, because it's that first morning pee, it stinks. I'll lift it, and I can not only smell it, but I can see all the used tissues floating.
So gross.
And so my daughter's actually accused him. She's like, Dad, you never flush. And he's like, Yeah, I do. So for a while there, I pointed out and became naggy, but it was like every morning when I open that seat to pee, I'm like, oh,
so that is gross.
So I've really tried to remember to flush the toilet before I sit down.
Well, a lot of people, they don't always flush the toilet after number one.
Totally fine. Outside of that first pee in the morning. That first pee in the morning is always like the most concentrated.
Yeah, it's been in you for a while.
Yeah. And it stinks. And nobody else wants to smell it. It's waste. Uh-huh.
And then the snot and the toilet paper. That's all that mixed in is gross.
And I am, some people can't handle poo. Some people can't handle throw up. Mine is mucus.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, I agree.
Same.
And I go down. When I see it, I'm down.
Yeah. And maybe he's following like your politics a lot. He's like, oh, he's trying to conserve water, maybe. I don't know.
That's fine. Outside
so
of the...
got a half a tree down with the toilet paper in the middle.
Right. That is true.
You can't win either way.
No.
Jason Goodman, I know there's nothing you do that's gross, but what is something maybe your wife Carol does that's gross?
No, you're right about that, Jer.
You've never been married.
You.
You're right, Jer.
Thank you.
I would say... two things. Well, I'll have to say one. I think the one thing that I don't get is almost every night before we go to bed and Carol's laying there and her phone's on, even if we're watching a show together, her phone's on and she's looking at it, she is constantly watching pimple popping. And she likes it. And like, if I have a pimple on my face, she'll try to, like, pop it, and I refuse, for one, because it spreads and another pimple could happen. Mm-hmm. And two, she actually likes that. And to me, it's really gross. And when she's watching these shows, these aren't just little pimples. These are, like, it's not just, like...
Oh, no, it's disgusting.
It's not just, like, a pimple, per se. It could be, like, almost like a cyst on the body, and the doctor pushes it, and, like, a whole tube of, like... I don't know. Cottage cheese.
Like the one on my stomach.
It's like cottage cheese that comes out. It's so gross.
Yeah. It's like the one on my stomach.
Yep. Yeah.
Can that be popped?
I think so.
Oh, let's get you on the show. Come on. Yeah,
can you get that removed?
I've gone on Dr. Pimple Popper's website, and I can't. They're not taking new
You can go to Carol, my wife, and I's house, and she can do it.
Just like Carol.
She'll like it.
With a blade.
Like mine? Yeah. I'll take care of mine. And, you know, my daughter's 13, so sometimes she'll get one. She's like, Mom, can you help me, you know, get this off my face? And I'll help. But the thought of doing it to anyone else, I'm done.
Yeah, that's gross. Mm-mm. But Carol wouldn't say you do anything gross, right?
No.
Okay, not the tops of stones or anything.
Oh, God.
That's gross to me.
I mean, it's rough. Every night I have to use a Q-tip and make sure there's none stuck in my tonsils. And if there are, I have to push that out. And that is gross. And it smells, too, if it's in there. But, I mean, that's something I can't help, and I close the door.
Well, at least you do that. All right, what is something your partner does that is gross, that just grosses you out? Squid, I guess, what grosses your mom out at this point, since you don't have a partner?
Well, no, I guess the biggest complaint I have from partners is picking my teeth. Like, especially when I'm out eating, like, I've always had to think. The last time I got a cavity was maybe, I think, high school, and they were like, the dentist was like, oh, you're not getting deep into your molars where, like, the little, like, pits are. So ever since then, like, I just, whenever I feel anything on my teeth, if my tongue can't get it, I'm using my finger to get it.
I don't understand why Billy Bob doesn't use the word like you do in person.
Oh, really? So I don't even notice I do it.
Yeah, they're two different people. That's why. Yeah.
I don't get it. It's so odd to me.
They're not even related.
And they're not related. That's why.
That is true.
do you floss?
Yes, I floss.
But just while you're at the restaurant.
Yes. Like, all right. Even if I'm at a fine dining establishment, I'll still...
Like Applebee's?
Yeah, like an Applebee's or a Chili's. Yes.
Uh-huh. Something real nice.
Yeah. I have dental floss in my purse, in my office, and then I have the little, like, flossers in my car. And that's probably what my husband would say is gross about me, that there's used dental floss and flossers all over my car on the floor. Because I use them while I'm driving and then just drop them, and then I'll clean them out once a week.
That's kind of gross.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't have any cavities either.
All of us are gross. Matt, what is something that either your wife, Hannah, does that grosses you out or that you gross her out with?
I got one for each.
Okay.
So I'll go with mine first because hers is way worse. when I wake up in the morning, I have a lot of, like, sinus drainage. Mm-mm. And so I have to get in the shower, regardless of what day it is. I have to take a shower and let the hot water kind of break that up. And I ended up, like, hocking it up.
I can't.
Yeah.
And it's loud. It's a segment.
I can't.
And it's loud and it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I get out of that shower, I'm great.
Okay.
So that helps. Good.
That cleans it out.
My wife has this, it's got to be something that's like a sickness or because it's constant. At a certain point on the way home after we've had dinner, she has to poop.
Oh yeah.
That's just called being a girl.
But it's when we pass the exact same house in our neighborhood when we pull in.
Everything is relaxing.
That moment, it's like, now I have to go. Mm-hmm. And she, oh God, you're going to have to hurry. Oh, you're going to have to let me out at the front. I'm going to have to run in.
And that's gross.
I think that's a woman thing. We have to poo right after we eat.
We're passing this house. I'm fully aware because for the last 10 years, you've had to poop when we've passed this house.
It's the poop house.
And yet she'll get there and all of a sudden I'll see her like kind of move a little bit. And she goes, oh, you're going to have to. I can't even wait for you to pull all the way in the driveway. You're going to have to let me out of the front door.
Yeah.
It's almost like association.
Like, really?
Yeah. I feel this. Wow. I feel this.
It blows the minds of like my family. We've gone on family vacations and we get super close to the hotel. It's like within like a quarter of a mile is when her body's just like, now's time to go. And they're like, I can't. You're right. Every single time it blows my family's mind. So there's something in her body that just at that moment, her body's just like,
it is interesting. I think in your situation, if you're going on a date, like a date night, y'all need to do it before.
We have.
Like you do it before you leave.
Or because, when we get
no,
back,
no, I
we,
mean, like, y'all need to have sexy time before
that's
the
what
day.
I'm saying. Yeah. And, or we'll give ourselves some time and then showers after we come.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Married sexy time.
I love it.